So I'm here with the network team over at the Hope Conference. How's it going, guys? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Alex.
Jeremy.
Stephanie.
Dave. Jeff.
James.
So how's it been going for you guys? Having fun?
So far, so good. I mean, the network's up. Tons of people using it. No one's pushing bandwidth.
So what you're saying is I should make the same bet I made last year?
Yeah. I mean, right now we're sitting at like 1% utilization, so that's pretty weak. You guys need to actually push the traffic.
So how's the network set up this year?
So we have 10 gig everywhere. We have currently 4 gig going to wireless, and you know, you can rock it out. Or you can get a wired port. We have the knock knock available if you want to bring a server down. We can get you a wired access port on the mezzanine. But yeah.
Is anybody doing anything fun with that? Or
so far, not.
Nobody?
Nobody. We had one person drop off a little laptop, and that's about it.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So have you had any fun experiences? What do you think the biggest problem is this year? So far, given that, you know, we're only the first day into it.
Honestly?
Yes, honestly. I want you to lie to me. Come on now.
I can't think of anything. I think the biggest issue that we've had has been people just, like, unplugging access points, trying to plug their own stuff in, plugging stuff into switches that they shouldn't be plugging stuff into. So we've had to, you know, do some diligence and tracking stuff down and...
Public service announcement, don't unplug the wireless. We will find you.
Yep.
We will hurt you.
Yeah, so as it turns out, we're monitoring all of those devices every 60 seconds, and if one gets unplugged, we're sending someone over. So it also won't
with
get
a
you
baseball bat.
No, I think the fun thing was yesterday when we were setting up the network and the hotel sent their IT team down. And they went ahead and just unplugged our switches and their switches. So they brought down their own Wi-Fi without them knowing it.
How did that happen? Wait, why? Like, what were they doing?
They just were upset that we were using their patch panels and stuff. They didn't think we knew what we were doing, because probably most people don't. But yeah, they didn't want us using their WAPs. And it's just like, okay, well, we have wireless AC WAPs that are much nicer than the Hotel Pennsylvania. So, yeah, we're not using your WAPs.
Not to shit talk the hotel or anything.
I mean,
but...
you know, good hotel, but outdated infrastructure. Let's be honest. That's a nice way of putting it. But anyway, yeah, so they got pissed off, unplugged our stuff, and yeah, we went offline, and that was in the middle of the configuration. We lost some configurations that weren't saved.
So yep.
That kind of sucked.
Yep.
Yep.
We had to go figure out what we were missing a couple of times, because we had done a lot of work, and then all of a sudden it was just gone. So.
Yeah, and people just deciding that they plug themselves in wherever the hell they want. That doesn't generally work out well for you. But yeah, people were doing that yesterday before we had the ports locked down, and unfortunately, you know, they tapped the power cable, switch reboots. Crap. Gotta reset it, you know. But anyway, those have kind of been the little struggles.
Yeah.
It's gone pretty well. I mean, we had network within 1 hour of getting
access
fiber.
In space. I think we were the first project that actually was, like, live here. So people were coming in to volunteer, and they could get on wireless. Yeah. Obviously, there were some blips throughout the day as we were doing stuff, but... you know, for the most part, it was...
Yeah, about that.
Well, I think you guys were affected a little bit, too, because we had some delays in getting you some network access.
A little bit.
We got you there.
Uh-huh. Sure. I know you did the network last year, Alex.
Yep. I think everyone in here is new.
Well, all right, then.
That's one of the coolest things, honestly, about the experience between last year and this year. So last year, you know, it was mostly people that had participated and volunteered in some way before, and kind of, you know, knew what to expect coming in. You know, between the press that we got for the last one, you know, giving the talk at the closing ceremonies, we got a ton of great feedback from people. People really eager to participate. We had a bunch of just random people show up yesterday to volunteer, so it made setting up, you know, that much easier. So, you know, we really got like the run from the mezzanine to 18 done in like no time flat. You know, and we were able to.
How does that actually work?
What, the run from the mezz to 18?
Yeah,
I'll let James talk about it.
Well, we had about 400 meters of fiber on a reel, and we unspun it from the reel and walked down every flight of stairs. And it's not just 18 flights, because there's like four other flights after you get to one to get to the bottom. And then there's another...
Because of course there is.
Yeah, and then there's another good 100 feet or better to get to the knot.
Yeah. And, you know, we actually, you know, took some preventative measures this time around. So the previous time we would pull one pair of fiber from 1 to 18, and obviously it got cut. We had to rerun it at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. And so this time James, you know, had a great contact at some company.
I had a contact at Wave to Wave, which is a cable vendor I use, and they decided, well, we'll just give you a trunk cable with three pairs inside the trunk. So they're shielded cables inside an additional trunk. So not saying to go and cut a cable, but it would be a lot harder to cut a cable, and if they hit all three, then you're screwed, and everybody's with no connectivity.
Yeah,
that sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. But I think I know what bet this year is going to be.
don't do it, or else your network will suck.
Also, we'll know within 60 seconds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then we'll come and hunt you down.
Yep.
I mean, that happened last time too.
The last time a WAP went down, we had six engineers within a minute at the WAP location. And we may have held some people ransom. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Sure you are.
Yep.
So is this your first hope too, or is this just your first time in the knot?
Me? Yeah. This is my first time. I mean, I wanted to go last year or 2 years ago, but vacation or sorry, work travels.
Yeah, I'm a virgin here, so I'm happy to be here.
This is my first time. My friend told me about it 2 years ago, but I just couldn't get out here. He told me like the day before, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, this is my first time as well. I tried to come 2 years ago, and my boss wouldn't let me, so now I'm here.
It's my first time as well, and this time I planned well ahead than last year.
Cool. So have you guys been doing anything outside of the knock, or have you had time?
Pokemon Go. It's all over New York City.
Actually, yeah, that's been kind of a unique experience I've heard about Pokemon Go. So I guess when we turned up the WAPs originally, the last place the WAPs were deployed was Las Vegas. And so people's GPS thought they were in Vegas and they could just walk around.
So funny you mentioned that, actually, because a couple people have been asking me about that. I'm fairly certain that somebody is screwing around with the GPS or something in the area because it's bouncing all over the place. And yeah, some people are saying their GPS is saying they're in Las Vegas, not geolocation for their IP.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I don't know. I mean,
the other fun thing is if you go to Google, it shows up in touch.
Yep.
So I mean, I've been using Google for ages and ages, you know, but I could actually not figure out how to change the damn site into not into English, but actually change the site location.
Yeah.
My location.
It is a little slower to get to Google.
Yeah, because I wanted to look at Google Maps to find nearby restaurants in New York, and I you know, I could type in the address, but, you know, maps would typically be very quick at finding that, and I had to do some stuff. The struggle
is real.
First world problems.
Hacker world problems. So nobody's done anything outside of doing knock stuff. You've just been running cables the entire day.
Literally, it's been a little rough. I mean, I think we got to bed at like 3 o'clock last night. We're back here.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Hey, we were back here at 6.
So. Yeah, boo-hoo. I went to bed at 6. I got up at 8.
Similar story.
Screw you. You guys have any plans, any talks that you want to see, any workshops, anything cool?
Well, now that the network is actually operational and we're kind of just in an O&M mode, I think, we'll definitely, you know, check out some of the talks, maybe stream some stuff down here in the NOC, and be a good time.
Cool.
unlike previous years. Woo!
Yeah. if you were thinking about cutting the fiber this year, don't. People will be after you.
Also, fairly certain that I found a lot of hotel cameras. Now, whether or not they work, I don't know, but I'm fairly certain that there's a ton of cameras around the hotel. And you seem to have a good relationship with the hotel management, so.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll look at some cameras. Great relationship.
Yeah, we'll find you and yeah. Track you down.
How many users are on the network right now? What are the stats?
So we got about, I think, roughly around 600 active clients.
Yeah, right now we're sitting at 630 clients.
Yep, and we have over 1,100 DHCP leases active, and there's a four-hour expiration time on that, so that means people are hopping on, hopping off, and there's a lot of people active on it. There's not a lot of people using the encrypted Wi-Fi, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally like, so we have a 802, or I'm sorry, WPA2 enterprise network, and a whopping 66 clients are using them.
You people are terrible hackers. Just letting you know that.
466 current clients are on the unencrypted wireless.
And those guys are going to get hacked.
That sounded like a promise more than a...
Oh, no, don't worry. We got the port scans running right now.
So how much bandwidth is being pushed?
Like 1% of our capacity. So people definitely need to push more. I think right now, yeah, we're sitting at like 582 megabit. So, yeah. I mean, that's decent.
How's the monitoring stuff working?
So far, so good. So we just got Observium fired up, and you know we're starting to get some overall bandwidth graphs outside of just the wireless statistics that we have. We're also doing Panopta for internal and external monitoring. So it's checking from you know different geographical locations around the world to verify that the network's up externally. And then we have a local sensor that's going out and actively pinging every wireless access point and device that's supporting the network.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you running that on like a server infrastructure? Is it a cloud? Or what? How is that working?
I'll defer.
Oh, really?
I'll defer back. So sometime around, I don't know, 2:30 last night, we realized that we were having some hardware issues. So we're running on Hyper-V on a Windows 10 Pro laptop, which is you know not the best in the world, but you know we're rocking that 1 gig for everything, 1 copper connection to the laptop, whatever integrated card it has on it. But we got a bunch of VMs on there. It's an SSD. Yeah, it's pretty powerful and everything. It's got an i7 and all that. It's got plenty of RAM. So we're not having any resource limitations. Our power monitoring stuff. I'm sorry, not power monitoring. I'm talking about work crap.
Network monitoring.
Yeah. So our network monitoring, our Panopta, is run internally on Hyper-V. They provide some images for us. We set them up yesterday, we downloaded them yesterday. Got the network up after like an hour.
Yeah.
So we set those up today, and Alex integrated them.
So, what security do you have in place? Like, is there firewalls? Is it locked down?
So we're actually running a couple of different networks, which is kind of interesting. So, the wireless that the majority of the users at the conference are getting on. There's obviously unencrypted wireless and there's encrypted wireless in different methods. So we have pre-shared key, which is just hope for the login. And then we have the WPA 2 enterprise, which you can use any username and password combination. But essentially when you connect to those networks, you're just getting a public IP address coming out of Amsterdam. We actually got a /19 of IP space in V4 and a /29 of V6. And so we're using that space for the wireless. And then we also have a secondary network that is specifically for the press, staff, and speakers. And so they can request, it's a verified request to get the pre-shared key for that network. and that is protected by a firewall policy, and it's NATed out. So they get a little bit, you know, better chance of not getting compromised while they're here at the conference, especially for, you know, people that don't participate in security stuff very often. They don't have to worry so much.
Have people been giving you a lot of crap lately, or has this been smoother than last year, do you think?
It's been pretty smooth. I think one of the biggest, like, struggles that we have is, like, you know, regardless of what support systems we put in place, people are always just going to come and, like, you know, demand things, like, immediately from the NOC in person. And we've basically deferred that this time. We have an email support channel, and so people are, you know, sending in requests, and we're getting back to them as we have time, and that's worked out pretty well.
So is that, like, a ticketing system, or is it just
It's just a distribution list, so we're just responding to stuff as it comes in.
Cool. Do you have any talks that are coming up, anything you'd like people to know?
So I've been asked now multiple times to speak on the network, so I might do that, and I don't even know what the room is called up there. I haven't been to any talks today, but they have the one that you can sign up to give a talk, so I might do something.
How is the network set up? Is it the just a router, or?
No, so we have a core router, which brings 10 gig in from 111 8th Avenue. We pick up Hurricane Electric out of there. We are actually operating our own autonomous system. We're doing BGP to Hurricane Electric, and so we're announcing our own IP space to them, and then they're redistributing that. And then coming off of the core, everything is 10 gig fiber. It's all single mode. We go into a distribution layer, so we have multiple distribution switches for the mezzanine, for the 6th floor and the 18th floor. We actually have two up on the 18th floor. And then we also have dedicated wireless switching infrastructure, but it's just to support the power over Ethernet for all of the wireless access points, which we have 50 of them, so it's pretty substantial.
Did you deploy all 50 of them?
So right now, I think we are at like 43 out of 50, and we're just kind of waiting to see where the pain points are, and, you know, if we obviously have any, you know, stuff that's not performing as expected, we'll just swap them out and do some further troubleshooting. But yeah, right now we have 43 out of the 50 deployed. And we have, you know, spares on the mezzanine and the 18 just in case.
So if I wanted to know how much bandwidth I was pushing, how would I go about finding that?
You can ask us. we just got Observium up and running, and let me see if I can find Radio Statler here really quick. I don't think your port is in here. Oh, that's just the dealing interface, yeah. So there's more tweaking to be done, but we will be able to do that.
That was deeply unsatisfying.
I know. It's very sad.
Deeply unsatisfying, sir.
Do you know what port you're in?
Yeah, 22 on this guy.
This guy? God, you're pushing, like, no traffic.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you sure this...
How is that possible?
Are you sure this...
Hold on. Wait a minute. Troubleshooting live on the air. No, we're on the air. We're streaming at least 128K.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh.
You're on wireless.
Well, that's fun.
Epic fail.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm not going to mess with that. Are you
this
doing...
This is not quite 1.26 kilobits per second.
Oh, boy. Our compression's gone real this year.
Is he on the secured or unsecured wireless?
Yeah.
It's unsecured.
From here, it looks like the unsecured wireless.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just... Are you using some Pied Piper up in there?
Are you doing any kind of rogue access point detection? Are you detecting people plugging in access points to the network or anything like that?
So interestingly enough, we're using Aruba Networks for the wireless infrastructure. And they have a lot of very interesting kind of knobs that you can turn in their web interface to get information about what's going on in your wireless environment. And so it does rogue access point detection, and it also gives you information in real time about interference. And so we can see at a glance, how clients are interacting with the network. In real time, we can see, essentially what their percentage of client health is. And so if we see like a huge spike in, bad performance, it might be people, trying to get down from 18 to the mezzanine, and so they're hopping on the elevator and going out of range. And so we'll just kind of keep an eye on that. And then, we can narrow down if there is a lot of interference on an access point, we can change up the channels and do some interesting things through the web interface. So it's pretty cool.
Have you been tweaking that as the day goes on, or have you just mostly left alone?
No, it's actually worked really well right out of the box. It's fantastic wireless infrastructure, so it doesn't.
It's all automatic though, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's adjusted the channels just like your normal router would.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can roam around. So like if you get an IP address on the mezzanine, it's going to follow you, everywhere you go in the hotel that's part of the conference. So it's pretty cool.
It doesn't actually interrupt your connections. I think earlier I was on mezzanine. I went up to the 18th floor, and I was still connected to my SSH sessions. It didn't even drop. So
yep.
it works really well.
And one of the other really cool features on the Aruba gear that's a little different than like consumer grade wireless is it has a capability of interacting with your mobile device. And so if it notices that you have like a better performance for your internet connection on your cellular carrier, depending on where you're at, like if you're going, kind of towards the end of our wireless coverage, it will hold the connection open to our wireless network, but it will prefer your cellular network, if that's the case. Or if we lose our upstream capabilities, it will automatically, hold you on the network, but not, send your IP traffic over it. So it's pretty cool in that regard.
Yeah, some people may have noticed that around 9 a.m. this morning when
yep.
we were adjusting some uplinks. But,
way to go, guys.
Well,
needed more bandwidth, man.
Yeah, we were upgrading from 1 to 4 gigs, so that was necessary before the first conference started, or the talks.
I mean, not if you're only pushing 100 meg.
Yup.
<Sure. laughs> we're looking at you, Nikon. You should be streaming all of this out of here.
I mean,
come on.
Nice
somebody said that I could just do it in the cloud.
In the cloud?
Okay, I did not say that. I'm just giving you a VM. I remember talking to you.
Where I don't have a VM. Where's my VM?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guys.
See?
Yep.
Maybe I should.
This is the Hope Knock, not the Hope Cloud. That's going to be a new team.
Yeah, you
need
Hope
Cloud.
You want to go next door to that building.
Yeah.
They'll be able to get you some clouds.
And it's kind of funny. So that actually leads into an interesting story that I learned today. So a lot of people ask, what is Knock Knock? I actually got the backstory to this. It's kind of funny. So it's None of Our Concern Network Operations Center.
I knew that. How did you not know that?
I'm sure I heard it at one point, but I forgot.
I thought it was just Knock Knock, who's there. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't.
Everybody having fun at the conference so far?
So far, so good, man. Now we just actually have to go see some talks.
Yeah.
Get around.
Do some lock picking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stephanie, you can learn how to solder.
Yeah, that'd be great. Joe, have you been having fun?
Yeah, so far. Yeah, so far, so good. I mean, it's been a little rough in the station. We've had a little back scratching. We had a couple of people drop out, so we had to scramble to find people. But other than that, it's been going great. Bandwidth is solid.
Of course.
Even with wireless.
even over wireless.
I mean, clearly the wireless is better than the wired. I mean... you know.
Yeah, God.
Everyone wants to ask for a wired connection. It's why don't you wireless? It's going to be great wherever you go.
Why do we even have wires? We don't need wires. You should do wireless, right? That's how that works, right?
I mean, some people
are paranoid about getting hacked with a public IP.
I mean, some people think that if they have a wired connection with a public IP, that's more secure than a wireless connection with a public IP. Really, I mean, you know, it's not really going to help you that much. But, I mean, I know there's some people that are using, like, Raspberry Pis and stuff. No wireless capabilities. They want a connection. Cool. No problem. The others, you know, are on these restricted networks that we talk about, and they just need to do it over wired. Maybe they need a steady amount of bandwidth with low latency or something like that. The latency it can be a little odd at times, especially if there's a lot of people in one certain area.
Have you noticed any particular hotspots this year yet, or is it a little too early?
I have to say, in my opinion, one of the hottest spots that I've seen is the spot that's right near the mezzanine elevator, because people stand over there, like right where the three elevators are. I went over there earlier, and my Wi-Fi was pretty good, but maybe every so often, like we're looking at this right now, there's like 65 clients on one of the WAPs. you know, so some areas are a little hot in terms of density.
Yeah, do node split.
Oh, it is. That's all automatic.
Yeah.
That is definitely a hot spot. I'm guessing that's the one of the main conference rooms.
Yeah, that's...
Need more WAPs.
Yeah.
Sweet. So.
So are you doing a video broadcast this year, or is it just audio?
We were gonna do video, and then we didn't.
I'm a little disappointed because that actually pushes some bandwidth.
Come
on, Jim.
Not if you're on wireless, though. So.
What? You want to say something?
No, I was actually, you know, I was wondering about all this artwork around here. Some great stuff. Who did it?
Oh, we have markers. Go for it.
Okay.
Like, all the people that come in here, we're eventually going to auction them.
I'm a little concerned about that right there. So.
That's so, I heard talks of a glory hole, and I don't see one.
There's a lot of reference to one.
Not facing the knock.
Yeah, don't stick anything to the knock wall. Oh wait, there's a curtain there, so it's okay.
All right, any last words? Anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
Push more bandwidth.
Yeah, push more bandwidth.
And ask, you know, come up to us if you need any help. You know, we're nice guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest things for us is, you know, we couldn't do it without, you know, all of the sponsors this year. We have an information site up at knock.hope.net. You know, there's a lot of great companies, Aruba, you know, they gave us a freaking 2 controllers, 17 switches, 50 access points. I mean, that gear is not cheap. So we really appreciate all of our sponsors this year. Couldn't do it without them.
All right, we will have something going on in a few minutes. Thank you guys for coming out. I appreciate taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.